The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Yes, this isn't Memorex. We are live today on this 29th day of May 2017. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and who's riding shotgun with me?
Hey, it's Ron McDonald over here. How you doing on this Memorial Day, John?
I was laboring on Memorial Day. I had to check with my neighbor. I was out mowing the grass today. Uh-huh. He's looking over at me, and he waves, and he smiles, and I looked over and I says, is it Memorial Day or Labor Day? He says, it's Memorial Day. And I said, well, that makes sense. I'm laboring on Memorial Day. Mike Rivero, I was talking to Mike earlier today. And on the island he lives on down there, their internet had been out for 24 hours. And everything he had was down. I mean, everything. He said, the only thing that works is the phone you're talking to me on. And I said, really? I said, no reason? He said, everybody's in the dark, and nobody knows nothing. Now, I've not heard of an outage like that in Hawaii for all the while that I've known anything about Hawaii and the internet. Really strange. But we were all supposed to be live today. Did you say, Mike? Did you say that, who was live today? I'm sorry, John Moore and, well, Rivera was supposed to be live. Deagle said he was not going to be here today. And after mowing that grass, I almost didn't make it. As a matter of fact, when I walked in the office here, board op sitting there, Mikey's looking at me, secretary's looking at me, and they both looked at each other and said, we didn't think you were going to show up. I said, no, I have to. It's Memorial Day. And what are we memorializing today? I don't know, Ron. What's Memorial?
Oh, those people who have given their life in military.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Is that why all those war movies were on Turner Movie Classic Channel?
Or is that what's happening today on
Turner? Three days.
Wow.
Three days of war movies. I'm like, geez, you know. And the host on Turner Classic Movies is, what the hell is the guy's name, Mankiewicz? He was with the Young Turks up there at the Republican National Convention when Alex decided to show up and bust that little party up. Oh, gosh, at any rate. By the way, this morning, actually last night, and it was posted up today. Guess what they're doing down here in Texas, Ron?
Jeez, I haven't a clue.
Texas is moving closer to making offenses against police officers punishable as hate crimes. The Senate.
I love that. I love that idea.
You do?
Yeah. If they're doing bad, certainly.
Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, I got it wrong.
No, no, no. Offenses against police officers punishable as hate crimes.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I got it now.
Yeah, I was going, oh, my God. The state Senate passed 30-1 on Tuesday, last Tuesday, a bill adding law enforcement agents to the list of groups targeted by bias or prejudice. Hate crimes against officers would include arson, criminal mischief, graffiti, unlawful restraint, assault, and threats. The proposal would increase penalties for any offenses committed against on-duty officers. It's designed to create an environment of respect for law enforcement. I love this. Folks, you don't have to pass laws to get somebody to respect somebody. To create an environment of respect for law enforcement and to prevent future attacks of violence against them, especially following a sniper attack that killed 5 Dallas police officers last summer. The bill previously passed the State House. Governor Greg Abbott has been a vocal supporter. Still, opponents have argued that hate crimes should apply to individuals' innate identities rather than their occupations. I don't even know what the hell that means. It's some kind of cyber double talk, double plus good stuff. Hate crimes, period. I don't care if it should apply to individuals or innate identity. I don't even know what the hell. What is an innate identity? I don't even know what that means. These are words that they make up and supposed to sound spiffy and official or something. I don't know. But no, hate crimes. You know, folks, would you, Ron, would you consider this? If you gave a police officer the finger, would you consider that to be hateful?
No, that's freedom of speech.
And you're exactly right, because you know the court case. But could you imagine these steroid-driven, bench-pressing, I just came from the war zone, I'm on a new one kind of attitude guy, and you flipping them off? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, I'd bet on the officer winning out on that.
Well, the state always sets itself up to win.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm going, really, a hate crime? And so you're going to do things that are going to make me respect the police? You don't pass laws. You don't have policies that make somebody do something. You respect something because, not because you're afraid of it, but you respect it for what it is. Now, I don't know, Ron, there seem to be some people on the fence. Some people are thoroughly convinced. Some are saying, oh, no, but it'll happen. I firmly believe we're in a police state right now. And it's just a matter of turning up the heat or the degrees of which they're going to apply it. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, really?
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. Where's the limitations on this? How far reaching will it go?
Well,
as you said, just raising the finger to someone could be considered a hate crime, even though it's freedom of speech.
Well, do you really have freedom of speech?
No, you don't.
Well, I found that out a couple of months ago when they caught up with a drunk Mexican that had damn near killed a kid just a couple of blocks from here. And he had been in traffic accidents. They were trying to catch this guy all the afternoon. Got into traffic accidents in Austin and Pflugerville, which is about 5 miles south of here. And he ends up in Round Rock and T-boned some kid. He ran a red light, T-boned this kid, damn near killed him. So here's this drunk Mexican, and he was a big boy. And there's like a ring of cops around him, and they're like 20, 25 yards from me. And I could see, and I could hear this guy, and I knew he was an illegal. And I kind of, you know, I yelled over in the cop's direction that, hey, you know, deport him. He's illegal, deport him. Well, a few minutes later, I turn around. Here's this cop walking up on me, and he goes, and who are you? I said, who am I? And he said, do you know these people? And the parents of the kid were already there. He looked at the parents and said, do you know this guy? And I go, no. I said, I was talking to him. And he says, well, you better move on. And if you don't, I'm going to arrest you. For what? You know, that's an intersection I damn near got killed at. It's the exact same spot. You know, I didn't go into the diatribe, well, I'm a business owner here in Round Rock, and I'm a homeowner here in Round Rock, and I really... No, I didn't bother with all that. I expressed an opinion, and I was right. The guy was illegal. But this guy came over with this attitude like, go ahead and say one more word to me. So what do you think's going to happen under hate crime? You know, it's the enforcement in law enforcement that they want you to respect now, not the law or the reason why the law is there. It's you got to respect the guy that's where. Well, what if you got the guy that's an asset that's not worth respecting? And I've ran into several of them here in Round Rock, which, by the way, I must say, and I don't know if I can take full credit for this, but the seven cops that I've pulled out of their little lineup are no longer employed in this city. They're someplace else. I mean, we had some real doozies here. Females with just, you know, if you're a female cop, you got to be a little bit Billy Badass more than the guys because you're a woman, right? You got to demonstrate you're in control. I got stopped by one of these clowns, and she's standing there giving me the evil eye, and I'm looking at her, and I'm going, what do you, I looked at her and said, what are you looking at? And there was two male cops standing there. I said, you see this? I said, tell this woman, do not put your hands on me. I looked at both of the males. I said, you know, you're caught. You're hauling me off to jail right now. I said, but do not let this woman touch me. And one cop looked over and he said, well, why not? I said, look at her. I said, she's just a rolling boil of a pus here. She's ready to explode. I said, don't let her near me. And I said to one cop, I said, somebody like that, one day in the right scenario, is going to get somebody like you killed. I said, she's got too much to prove. She shouldn't be wearing a badge. And they both looked at each other, and there was this acknowledging look. They didn't say it openly, didn't admit anything, but they knew damn right well that I was right. Amazing. Amazing stuff. Uh-oh. So what are we doing down here in Central Texas, folks, on Memorial Day? Well, hundreds of protesters gathered in Texas Capitol Rotunda today, chanting against the already passed Senate Bill 4 banning sanctuary cities in the state. And they were just packed in the rotunda, the state capitol here, and on the second tier or the second level. Hundreds of protesters packed the Capitol Rotunda Monday, chanting against the already passed Senate Bill 4, which bans sanctuary cities in the state, about 40 minutes into the proceedings on the final day of the legislative session. Protesters began cheering and chanting from the gallery. Here to stay, and hey, hey, ho, SB 4 has got to go. Well, you know what? The law requires local government law enforcement, Ron, to follow all federal immigration laws and grant all detainer requests, putting in place criminal penalties if anyone breaks the new law. And that means the badged ones out there as well. Governor Abbott signed the bill into law during a rare Facebook Live appearance earlier this month. In a statement released by his office at the time, the governor called public safety his top priority, adding it's inexcusable for the state to release those from jail that have been charged with heinous crimes. There are, and this is what's really amazing to me. You know, the little lefty-backed, the communist-backed organizations that are putting these kind of protests on, I could see their position on not throwing people out if they're here and they've been working and they're productive, irrespective of the other people don't have jobs. I get all of that. But it's they ignore who these people, some of these people are. They're ignoring the hundreds of thousands of crimes and murders and rapes and robberies and all kinds of heinous stuff that's been happening here in Texas over the last year, year and a half. Hundreds of thousands of crimes committed by who? Illegals. So if they cannot see that, they cannot see the value in that or following the law, and they're promoting what? Their agenda? Or is it just lawlessness? Or is it just because somebody of a more conservative bent says it's the law and that's what we're going to do? I don't know. Opponents of this new law call it a show-your-papers law since it empowers police to inquire about people's immigration status during routine interactions, such as traffic stops. There's, and this is what amazes me. Now, a cop cannot ask you, if you're just, you're Joe Blow from Kokomo walking down the street, cop can't approach you and ask you for your ID. He just can't do it. The reason being is it's none of his damn business who you are unless he has a personal interest in you as far as you committing a crime. A witness giving a detailed description that you certainly are the guy or you most probably are the guy, or the cop himself seeing you committing a crime. That's already been ruled on by the Supreme Court. It's a no-no. You can't do it. Now, don't tell any average Joe Blow cop out there walking around on the beat, because he's going to tell you, oh, no, you got to show me an ID. That's their policy, but that's not the law. But, you know, it just strikes me as rather odd, because if you are doing a traffic stop, well, then you broke a traffic law, and you got to show your papers anyhow. And that includes your registration, your insurance, and your driver's license. So at that point in time, he's already asking you to ID yourself. So what's the big shake? And, oh, by the way, what's your status? Are you a legal or illegal immigrant? And that's a politically correct term anymore. We dare don't call them aliens. Immigrants. So I don't know. So anybody who does not comply with the new law could face any of the following. A civil penalty for entities in violation of the law up to $25,500 for each day of the violation. A Class A misdemeanor for a sheriff, chief of police, or constable who fails to comply with the federal immigration detainer request. Removal from office for any elected or appointed official who does not comply with the law. Now, this little ditty goes into effect September 1st down here in Texas. So we're going to see how this one shakes out. But down here, and it's not carried on the mainstream media that much, you're not going to hear this on your local news out there in California, Ron, that here in Texas, you know, 250,000 violent crimes took place, and you know what? We're going to do something about it. We're bigger than California, geographic, square mile area. I mean, we're butt up against Mexico, as well as Southern California is, but that's the land of the fruits, nuts, and snowflakes out there. This is Texas, folks. And I've reminded people that you know damn right well they're not from Texas, that will stand there and give you crap and just be really impolite. And all I have to do is just turn around, look at them, go, you do know where you are, don't you? You do know you're in Texas. And all of a sudden you can see them stop and look around like, oh, am I acting badly? Well, what do you think? I did that to a head-wanging black woman one day in a Wally World parking lot. She was going full street corner theatric on me. You know, hand on the hip and the wagging of the head. And I just stood there and I stopped and I turned around. And I looked at her and I said, where do you think you are? This ain't a street corner in Detroit. You're in Texas. She stopped and she looked, turned right around and walked away. I swear to God. At any rate, so what's happening with you?
Nothing much. Working on my back deck, putting porcelain tile down.
Doing anything that the audience might be interested in?
Oh, just finishing up a writ on to take down the Osteopathic Medical Board of the state of California, proving they don't have jurisdiction.
Wow.
So, just the simple stuff.
Bill Deagle might be interested in that one.
Oh, well, he doesn't have a license, am I correct?
He got it pulled.
Yeah. Yeah. Several years ago.
Mm-hmm. Was he in California when that happened?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Colorado, Mike says? Yeah, Colorado. Well, at what point does the political correctness stop? Well, not even kidding here, folks. College will require abolition of whiteness course for political science majors. You're going to love this one. You know, and while we're at break here, I want you to consider, guys, how do we stop the overthrow of the communists at universities and in our government as well? They don't respect the Constitution even when you show them a copy of it. They think it's just fancy printed toilet paper.
And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down, you're busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down.
Wow, that was weird. That's not how that song goes. At any rate, many once fine institutions, Ron, for higher learning in America are slowly but very steadily being transformed from educational facilities to cultural revolution centers aimed at destroying traditional American principles, values, and mores. Oh, God, don't talk to a little communist about values and mores. How else can you possibly explain this outrage? Requiring political science majors to take and pass a course called Abolition of Whiteness that is little more than mandatory shaming of anyone born Caucasian. As reported by the Campus Reform, Hunter College in New York City, beginning in this fall, the 2017 semester, will require the course, which is to be taught by Women and Gender Studies Professor Jennifer Gabori. The course is cross-listed from her department and the Political Science Department and will fulfill one of four classes in the four subfields of political science. Under the overarching PULSIC 204, it's a contemporary issues in political theory. Now, as someone who holds a BA in political science, I can tell you that this course offers nothing in terms of genuine understanding of American government, how it functions, its constitutional underpinnings, political parties, the legislative process, etc., etc. Rather, it's just another way of the insane left-wing academics can feed into the racist and preposterous construct that whatever ails our country can and must be laid at the feet of white people. Now, evidently, Evergreen State College students seize campus, and this is a sub-story to this, begin forced searches of vehicles for white professor who refused to kowtow to liberal insanity. They were actually looking for this guy. Now, as campus reform notes, the school's official course catalog doesn't say very much about what the course actually discusses. However, a flyer advertising a previous version of the course from the fall of the previous year semester says it's an overview of whiteness studies in the United States, focusing specifically on concepts of consciousness, invisibility, disavowal, and resentment. And again, I don't know what the disavowal and invisibility. Not invisible, but invisibility and disavowal and resentment. So in other words, students are taught that not only are whites the epitome of all that is bad in America, they should feel badly about creating so much resentment for they've all allegedly done, and must disavow their own race. Gosh, why does that mean that you and I have to wake up in the morning, look ourselves in the mirror, and do mantras like, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you?
I think that's exactly what it says, and we actually should do that, because we're really bad people.
Well, I mean, don't you feel overprivileged? I know I do.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. Growing up in Bayview's Hunters Point in the poverty area. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to agree.
I grew up in a household where we didn't even own a couch. We had two chairs pushed together, you know? God. And we didn't have lamps for the longest time, so what did Mommy do? Well, we had at least a shade on the ceiling lamp or the light bulb. You know, to this very day, if anybody turns one of these ceiling lights on instead of clicking on a lamp or something like that, I'll walk over and shut it right off. I will. It just brings back bad memories. At any rate, so I guess you got to feel guilty if you're white. You know, having a black president to prove himself to be a flat-out communist wasn't good enough. They said that we'll be examining how whiteness and or white supremacy and violence is intertwined with conceptions of gender, race, sexuality, class, body ability? I don't, what the hell does that mean? Nationality and age. Says the court description, it says that it adds a petition for the course is on file with the College Senate, so that it fulfills pluralism and diversity, parts B, C, and D. Oh, diversity. I love diversity. Give me more diversity. I just love countries that have a national race and an origin. And when I want diversity, I go diversify and I go visit them rather than putting up with them here. Is that racist?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true, and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, they call it Summer Monday, but Tuesday sure doesn't say.
Who is this? Who is it? D. Michaels? Okay, whatever. Greg Allman died, 69 years old. Ron, I was teasing the secretary here. She's got tickets to go see Willie.
Yeah.
At the racetrack down here. And I told her, I said, Willie died. No, he didn't. I go, yeah, he did. And I came up with, he died at 7:55 this morning. And she was almost in tears. I said, I'm just teasing. You know, Willie Nelson's 84 years old and he's still doing concerts?
Incredible.
I'm telling you. And I said,
also Tony Bennett too.
Yeah, I know. When I was up in Missouri, I actually went and visited and met him. Not in an event. There was some politician up there that was a friend of his, and we kind of breezed in and talked to good old Tony. I left my heart in San Francisco. I wish he would have left something else, like a manly statue, doing manly things or something. I don't know. Oh, what a weird day.
Well, I should ask you, how's the pledge drive going?
Well, slower than expected. We're about a third of the way there. Okay. And we've got, 30 days has some terminal, April, June, and November. We've got 2 more days here. of this month. I don't think we're going to collect $20,000 in 2 days. So we're going to be forced to extend this thing out, and we're really going to get aggressive. I'm going to cut ads, and I'm going to have other talk show hosts cut ads, and you're going to be hearing other talk show hosts on other talk shows, and it's all going to be canned ads, but we're going to hammer the heck out of this. Because, Ron, I told you, anytime we do any of these pledge drives, by the time all the money comes in, we're in the same position at the end of it that we were in the beginning of it.
Yeah.
You know, and it never fails. And I wanted to get a little ahead here to give ourselves a little breathing room, you know, fix some stuff here that needs to be fixed here at the network. And it took us 30 days, and it cost about, depending on the month, about 10, 5, maybe 11 grand to run the network. So we're already in the hole for a grand at the end of this month after doing the pledge drive.
Well, see, that's your 30-day cycle, isn't it? As soon as you commit and make your bills, a whole new set of bills come in.
It never stops. I mean, it just doesn't stop. And that's like anybody out there with house bills. You know, they just don't stop.
How's PJ doing on this?
Actually, PJ, I spoke to him last night, and he moved. It took him about a week to move. And I guess they're having a heat wave over there in the United Kingdom. And he had a heat stroke.
Wow.
So when I talked to him last night, he's fully recovered. He's 40 miles from where he was, and this was social engineering that absolutely destroyed the neighborhood that he was in, and he couldn't get out of there fast enough. So he moved about 40 miles to a small town, and I could hear in his voice how much more he was relaxed. And if you listen to PJ, because of that that brogue, it's hard to tell when he's relaxed or he's not, but I could tell. I could literally tell in the guy's, you know, his rhythm of his words, you know, the volume of his voice. I could tell that he said, "How did you know that?" I said, "Well, I can tell. You know, I've been doing radio a long time. When I'm familiar with something, I know when it's either out of whack or it's much better than it used to be." Any bets here? You know, I know a good way we can make money. Do a betting pool. This is probably in violation of 19,000 federal laws. But maybe we should do a betting pool on whether Hillary Clinton gets charged with anything. Because the suit against Hillary Clinton over Benghazi, over the Benghazi deaths and emails, guess what it got? Dismissed.
Yeah.
Federal judge in Washington has dismissed a lawsuit alleging that Hillary Clinton's lax security surrounding her emails led to the deaths of two Americans killed in 2012 and the attack on a U.S. diplomat compound in Benghazi. In a ruling Friday, U.S. District Judge Judge Amy Berman Jackson tossed out the wrongful death claims as well as the allegations that Clinton essentially slandered the parents of the deceased by contradicting accounts the parents gave of events relating to their children's deaths. The suit was filed last August by Patricia Smith, the mother of the State Department Information Officer Sean Smith, and Charles Woods, the father of the CIA operative Tyrone Woods. The parents sued weeks after Patricia Smith took to the stage at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland to deliver an emotional speech blasting the 2016 Democrat presidential nominee and for failing to save four Americans who died in Benghazi attack while she was Secretary of State. Smith, Woods, and the CIA operative Glenn Dottery and U.S. Ambassador to Libya Christopher Stevens. Now, Jackson dismissed the wrongful death portion of the suit on technical grounds after granting the State Department's motion to step in as a defendant on those claims. The Obama-appointed judge concluded that Clinton used her emails in the course of her official duties. The court finds that Secretary Clinton was acting in the scope of her employment when she transmitted the emails that are alleged to give her rise to her liability. Now, she wrote this in her 29-page opinion. I would love to see what was in this 29-page opinion. And if you're so inclined, Ron, just for the hell of it, This does have links to it, so you can go directly to the opinion. I value your opinion on court opinions because, well, that's more your field than it is mine.
Well, it sucks, John. It sucks. I can't believe they dismissed it.
Well, you know, I guess Clinton's not going to be touched here. You know, can anybody tell me where the hell our attorney general is at here? Jeff Sessions? Does anybody know that he's physically been in Washington, D.C.? Is he seated in the attorney general's seat in his office, in the attorney general's office? Or is it hell, I don't know. There's been no interviews, no accounts, no photography, no video of this guy in his office. I don't even know if hell he might be back in Alabama for all I know. Lou in California. Hello, Lou. Hello, Lou.
John.
Lou, get off the speakerphone. Thank
John,
you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. How are you?
Good.
Happy Memorial Day, John.
Thank you.
John, first, before I get to my question, I just wanted to let you know that that your program went out on me there on my computer several minutes ago, and I've been trying to catch you guys again, but, well, I don't know. I suspect the cyber rat out there. Not the first time it's happened.
So, and how did you link up to it?
No, I've always linked up with your show, you know, Mike Rivero.
Yeah.
You know, your show and stuff.
No, I'm actually,
but I haven't.
I'm actually asking you, how are you opening what link where?
I'm not sure how that works, but I've tried also. Let's see, you know, when it says on air, live on air and stuff like that, I push that and I push play when I get the little window in the upper left-hand corner there.
Right.
Other times I've used Windows 16 kilobytes to connect it that way.
Okay. Lou, I got to tell you, and this has happened to me more than several times, sometimes you have to click the play, and if it doesn't mm-hmm. come on right away, hit the stop, hit the play again. Sometimes you have to do that 2-3 times.
Oh, okay.
Okay, try that. If not, you can go to our, what page, Mike, do they go to? Listen Live? Yeah, the button at the top there, it says Listen Live,
mm-hmm.
and see if you can go in there and capture any one of those feeds.
Oh, okay.
All right. So anyhow, your point or your question, Lou?
Okay. Yeah, Mike, it's my first time I call you. Usually I've called Mike's show and stuff, you know, but not very often. But I don't know if it did you know anything about this? When was it last Friday, I believe, that over at some college or university, I don't know where in the country, Madame Hillary Clinton, Killary, was invited to give the commencement speech at the graduating class and stuff, you know. And I saw that, and my eyes just rolled. This was just a total national disgrace. Shame, shame, shame.
Well,
if I would have been in that graduating class, I would have just plainly and just outright refused my diploma from them.
I know who else gave a commencement speech to college. I forget what college it was, but Pat Sajak, you know who he is, right?
I've heard of him, uh-huh.
He's done the Wheel of Fortune for like 30 years. And it's like, okay, what the hell does he have to do with academia? Because he does a show that you have to turn letters and pronounce words? I don't know. Hillary Clinton, though, giving commencement speech, you know, for what? I'm going to run in 2020 to make sure that we're totally communized. But I can see, I can see why colleges want her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you know what? What other country, what other college, university, and what other, in any other country would invite a criminal, a psychological criminal, a traitor like her, to give a commencement speech, you know?
That just shows you, that's why I did the story on the whiteness, you know, and this whole thing at college campuses, you know, just to disavow any real history of America or what things stand for. And they don't care. It's a full-blown, in-your-face Marxist affront to everything and everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it, these college professors, you know, we used to talk about this years ago. You know, you'd wonder where these college professors, where they got their education, but you'd see them, and they weren't pushing their agenda or their own personal political philosophy or whatever down students' throats. You get them on the side, they might say something to you, or they might make a comment during teaching a class using the established curriculum. But now it's just full-blown, in-your-face, I'm a Marxist, and this is my philosophy, and we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I ask at the beginning of the program today, what the hell do we do to stop this? How do you stop? You know, I guess the study needs to be done on how the communists overthrew other countries to learn the exact modus operandi and then put that up versus what they're doing right now. I don't know.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd hate to see, I don't know, it's already right in front of us. And I'd really hate to see, you know, these universities and college campuses become war zones, you know?
Well, supposedly, Lou, colleges were, there was a battleground for better ideas. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're going to try to teach kids, and that's what they are, you know, post-pubescent kids, and for what they know about the world right now, you get them into college, and their minds are just full of mush, and you've got the communitarians there teaching the outright Marxist philosophies. And if you get to that point, and I hasten to use the term infection, but I really that's really what it is. If you think of the body politic, the antithesis of the system of government that we have, it's an infection. And once it infects the body, you know, what are you willing to lop off to save the heart and the mind? All your fingers, your toes, your legs, your arms, you know, what do you cut off to eliminate the cancer?
Let us look at this one and just, you know, there's got to be a solution to this. And
yeah, but Lou, I don't know if you're going to like it. Countries used to call it purges.
I know. Oh, hey, John. Well, I also hate to see this happen too. But remember, 30, 40 years ago in Argentina, they had this dirty war against subversives when the media or people were saying about it down there and stuff. You know, all those disappeared young people and everything. You know, do you recall that?
No, Lou, I don't. Especially from the description you just gave me. No, I don't.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if that could happen here, too.
Well, I don't know what... I don't. If you could recall more, I might be able to make a comment, but you got me flat-footed.
Because I've read and stuff and heard about Argentina, like in the 70s, they had military coups and stuff. They had an overthrown government by
happened in the last 40 years?
Little Perón and stuff, and then... the military was running the country up until, like, the early 80s, 1983, I think, and stuff. And then I don't know how many thousands of young people disappeared, you know, for political crimes and all that.
Lou, if we hang around here long enough, you might see it happening here in this country. Hey, going to cut you loose. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, I got to go back to my model train set anyway. I'm rebuilding it. Thanks, John.
Okay, you're welcome. Ooh, model trains. 800-313-9443. I don't know where everybody's at today. Oh, they're calling the wrong number there. Grab that phone. Maybe it's a donation. 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Talk to Mikey. Make a credit card donation. Go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. God, I wished I had a dollar for every time I used that phrase. Ron, I think we'd be past our quota here.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for a well-heeled money bag guy to, you know, drop a big fat check in the mail and go, you know what, this is important. I especially want to get the guy or the woman that has something and they've got one foot on the banana peel and the other one in the grave, and they hate their relatives and they're not going to leave them any money at all. So they could send the money to us. They can put it to good use. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Are the kids that are in college, the liberals in college, they're non-taxpayers, aren't they?
Well, I know they're non-gun owners, which makes the purrs a hell of a lot easier to deal with. I don't know if they're paying taxes or not. Let's take this break. 800-313-9443. If you had less than six beers, we'll take your call. If you haven't had a heat stroke out there, we'll take your call. If your conscience will take your call, if your conscience will take it. 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, isn't that ironic? I did not play that bumper. I didn't select it. It just popped up. Last week, Ron, on air, Michael Herzog called into the show. And, I invited him, and he did the program with me for an hour and 40 minutes and took about an hour and 20-minute break and then did his own show. But I was, he likes when we could afford it, the finer things in life. And I mentioned a bourbon to him, Gentleman Jack, and I just talked to him during the last break. He says, I don't know what's in that stuff. He says, you know, I did a couple of shots of that. And he says, my girlfriend and I, he said for the next hour and a half, he said it was like a rolling comedy show. And I said, well, I don't know about all of that. I said, I was just remarking on most drinks that you do straight up, you know, kind of make you, you know, or swallow because it creates a whole lot of saliva or whatever. Some of it, it's so nasty, you can't get it all the way down before it wants to come up. But this stuff, he said, oh, yeah, it was everything you said it was. And he said the next day, he said, I had zero headache, zero hangover. He says, but it's expensive. And I said, I wasn't talking to you about the price of it. I was just saying that I had a couple of those drinks, and it was the smoothest stuff that I ever tasted in my life. And I hardly drink anything anymore. You know, I might buy a six-pack of beer, and 3 months later, there might be a beer gone, and there's five of them still sitting in the fridge. At any rate.
Wow. Sounds good, though, I tell you.
Gentleman Jack, I'm not getting any new remuneration from, you know, the distiller, but damn.
Wow.
Here to tell you. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey there, fellas.
Hey.
Speaking of Gentleman Jack, there was a predecessor, sort of a Gentleman Jack, maybe, a Frenchman by the name of Napoleon. I'm like you, John. I don't drink much, but going through pain hells, I decided to survey the old fridge that doesn't work, sort of a storage depot. Had this bottle of Courvoisier stashed in there since 2012. And I pulled some out and decided to sip it. This stuff, Napoleon held Emmanuel Courvoisier's cognac in such high esteem, he took hundreds of bottles with him during exile. This reserve became known as Le Cognac de Napoleon. So
I used to work I used to work in a place that the guy that actually ran the restaurant, he and his wife, they were top-notch chefs. They put together many restaurants. One night he brought out his bottle of Napoleon brandy, and I have never tasted anything like that in my entire life. Not as good as Gentleman. I'm telling you, Gentleman Jack is not in the same playing field, but Napoleon brandy, holy mackerel. That stuff just warms the cockles of your soul. It's amazing stuff.
It does.
Yeah. At any rate, let me take top of the hour break. I'll get to Jerry in Chicago as well, 800-313-9443. And if you haven't ingested a six-pack yet, we'll take your call on air. I know it's getting into the evening hours here on Memorial Day. At any rate, take top of the hour break. Be back here in just a couple of minutes with Ron McDonald, author of They Own It All, Including You, by way of toxic currency.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-O-P-R-I-M.com. IOPRIM.com or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.